The city of Laredo, Texas, sits across the Rio Grande from Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, and is America's busiest inland port of entry. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says more than 4 million people cross the border into Laredo every year, and the crossing accounts for an estimated 40% of all U.S.-Mexico trade. This is ground zero in the debate over whether the U.S. should build a barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border to tackle illegal immigration and smuggling. Mayor of Laredo, Raul Salinas, is staunchly opposed to the fence. He favors alternative measures to tackle the problem.
We ought to be doing something positive and not something negative. I think the wall is just squandering away the people's tax dollars, and I don't think that's right. There's other projects that we have. You know, there's a guest worker program that we can do. You know, people want to work, give them an opportunity.
In Laredo, 90% of residents are Hispanic. A CNN poll shows more than 70% of Texas Latinos do not think a fence will reduce illegal immigration. But the local law enforcement community in Laredo has called for greater efforts to secure the border because of crime fears. A violent turf war between Mexican drug cartels over the past 5 years in neighboring Nuevo Laredo has left hundreds dead. They are battling to control the illicit drug trade through this busy entry port into the U.S. Laredo resident Anthony Peterson says that's a good reason to ramp up border security.
There's a rapid problem with drugs and persons dealing with moving illegal aliens. And I think it's very important that Congress and the person that's the next president takes that into consideration.
Sharon Navarro, a political science professor at the University of Texas at San Antonio, says ease of movement across the border is a matter of contention among local officials.
Commerce, informal economies exist on both sides of the border, so it's critically important to the border economies. Now, on the other hand, you have security. And if you know anything about Laredo politics, they have a huge problem with crime crossing the border. So they're going to have two different objectives, and it's very hard to address those two objectives.
In 2006, Democratic presidential candidates Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Republican candidate Senator John McCain all voted in favor of the fence. But at a recent debate in the Texas Capitol, both Democratic presidential hopefuls said increased patrols and improved surveillance methods would be a better solution. With 8 months to go before the presidential election, the issue of how best to secure the U.S.-Mexico border is sure to be hotly debated. Steve Mort for VOA News, Laredo, Texas.